No, it's from Shamati.
An article of Shamati. Okay, so we're reading the article Shamati number 74, the matter of world, year, soul. It is known that there is no reality without someone who senses the reality. Hence, when we say nefesh of atzilut, it means that we are sensing a certain measure of attainment in the upper abundance, and we call this measure nefesh. And world refers to the collective within that attainment, meaning that all the souls have the same form, so that anyone who attains that degree attains that name called nefesh. This means that it is not necessarily that a specific individual attains that name and in that form, but that anyone who achieves that degree, which is certainly through the preparation of Kedusha and purity, the abundance appears to him in that same form, which is called nefesh. We can understand that from a corporeal example applied in this world. For example, when one person says to another, "Now I am going to Jerusalem," then when he says the name of the city, everyone knows and recognizes that city. They are all certain of the place he is speaking of, since those who have been to that city know what this is about.
Well,
of course, we're lacking in this scrutiny, the world, in the scrutiny of year, world, year, and soul from these few lines, but we'll read it again and we'll see. I'm reading Shamati 74, World, Year, Soul. It is known that there is no reality without someone who senses that reality. Meaning the reality that we feel, we have to specify relative to what is this reality, to whom is this reality revealed, since there is no reality objectively in and of itself, but only relative to the one who attains it. That's a law. We cannot talk about the world, about any phenomenon in this world. We can only speak relative to the one who attains that phenomenon. Because someone else who attains it will feel a different phenomenon. Hence, it's very important for us to specify that always. That's what he writes. It is known that there is no reality without someone who senses that reality. Hence, when we say nefesh de atzilut, nefesh of atzilut, it means that we are sensing a certain measure of attainment in the upper abundance. We attain the upper abundance to a certain measure, and we call this measure of attainment of the upper abundance, we call it nefesh. And this way, Kabbalists measured all the attainments that men could reach, that the broken vessels could reach, and they divided them into five parts according to the desires, according to the restrictions and the screens, and that's what how they named these attainments: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya yechida, or according to the corrected desires: shorosh, aleph, bet, gimel, dalet, root 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on and so forth. But in general, what we attain, the first base attainment is nefesh, and a world refers to the collective within that attainment. Meaning it's not nefesh, where you attain individually, rather the world is something inclusive, more general, meaning that all the souls have the same form. So anyone who attains that degree attains that name, nefesh, meaning there's something common. In attaining the nefesh, I attain something individual. Let's say I feel myself existing, and I can talk about myself. But when I say the world in which I exist, I speak of something that is outside of me in more advanced vessels. That's why he says the world means the general, the collective within that attainment, meaning that all the souls have the same form. So anyone who attains that degree that's common to everyone, that of that same degree, he attains that name called Nefesh.
This means that it's not necessarily that one person, that a specific individual attains that name and in that form, but that anyone who achieves that degree, which is certainly through the preparation of Kedusha, holiness, as much as he is suitable, impurity, and then his vessel becomes more expanded, and the abundance appears to him in that form called nefesh. Meaning, what's the difference between nefesh and olam, world? It's a difference of the expansion of the vessel. Let's say if I take in my hand a baby and I'm going into the streets, let's say, the baby knows only one thing. He doesn't know what's happening around him outside. He is tied to me, holding on to me, and that's his state. His world we call nefesh. Right? That's it. And what I attain outside the vessel with the baby is called olam, world. So it's the difference in the degrees of attainment. We can understand that from a corporeal example applied in this world. For example, when one person says to another, now I am going to Jerusalem, when he says the name of the city, everyone knows and recognizes that city. They are all certain of the place he is speaking of, since those who have been to that city know what this is about. That's called that we expand in such a manner the vessel. So we have Olam Shana Nefesh, world, year and Nefesh. Here we have Shana, year is the changes we have in that place. The Olam is the general attainment, and Nefesh is the private attainment, seemingly the person himself. He doesn't explain more here, but there are more articles, and in some total, when we'll get closer to them, we'll learn more. USA Northeast.
Thank you, Rav. The question is it appropriate to pray for the unification of the 10 inside each friend in the 10? And if so, what is the Creator's response to such a prayer?
No, we don't know how to pray for each individual because we don't know their state, rather what seems to us in our corrupted vessels, what the state of the friend is, and so we need to pray for everyone together in order to be connected together, and from within the connection already that we will understand what is upon us to do. And we always have one thing to do, to be even more connected. And this increasing connection is what brings us understanding, sensation, and correction.
Holland.
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 Good morning, dear Raf.
Morning.
You just talked about the world Olam, world. What is it exactly meant, the world, the word Olam in this context? Because normally you would say it is concealment, and here it's more about attainment. So can you please explain what it means in this article?
Olam ze gam gilui ve gam alama.
Olam, world, is also revelation and also concealment. If we know how to conceal our intention to receive and rise above it, then already from within this we come to attainment. We reach attainment. The Olam, world, there's many meanings to that. The concealment, but from within that concealment, we thus reveal these concealments, that for us they turn into degrees of attainment, because from above, from the side of the above, we have the concealment by restriction, and the protection there is made all these degrees till infinity, all the degrees till infinity, and each time the concealment is greater, and we need by connection to open it and to make from the concealment the Elim, make Olam, world, which is already revealed. And so each state, which is called Olam, world, includes in it both the concealment and revelation. All right.
Yes,
Raf. Are there different ways, let's say, to work, let's say, in the 10, if you, let's say, go for attainments, or you go, let's say, or you use it, let's say, as concealments? Are there different ways of working in the 10? Can you explain about that, to approach it?
I don't
know what you mean by different ways, different paths. One way, I know that we need to be all the time in an increasing connection, in which we prepare the place for revelation of the Creator more and more, more stabilized, great, big, clear. And all this is in order to bring him contentment, to reveal him, which is actually the bringing of contentment to the Creator itself.
Kab U7.
Just want to make sure I understand correctly. So when a collective is at a certain attainment, we can call it a world. So does that mean that a collective can be called the world of Nefesh?
The mutual attainment is called Olam. The private attainment is called Nefesh. That's it.
מה יש לנו? צפון 2.
What we have left? צפון 2.
רב, מה היא באמת השגה בתפיסת המציאות?
רב, what is attainment in the perception of the spiritual reality?
Attainment is called as understanding in what spiritual state, meaning the extent of reception and bestowal that I am in and which I attain in these qualities.
בסדר. PT 18.
Okay. PT 18.
בוקר טוב לכולם.
Good morning all. Teacher, how in every state to demand more faith rather than security?
למה לא ביטחון?
And not concealment. Why not concealment? I need to be in complete confidence. I need to be in complete confidence. I'm in the light of infinity, which grades itself according to degrees of concealment,
and thus it's called Olam world. And thus it is revealed in me. And then the Creator is concealed, so I will reveal him. And I'm willing to play with him in that same game of hide and seek, that he is concealed, and I make the effort to reveal him.
But you don't feel confidence until you reach these degrees, right?
That's true, but I accept this game upon myself, first of all, from lack of choice, and then later from this that I understand that I cannot develop my sensation for revealing the Creator, and simply I lower myself with the friends, I subjugate myself to the friends, and each time and between revelation and control, but I understand that all this comes to us from the forces of this world, and if I want to reach a higher degree, a spiritual upper world, then I need to exchange the forces in me to the forces, the foundations, and thus this is how I can rise from these terms to higher ones.
That's what I'm asking. How to demand more faith rather than confidence or security?
I want to be in the force of faith and bestowal, to make an effort, to desire it and to want to be in it in by force instead of being in reception and even understanding. I don't care to understand. I already know that by my mind, as much as I learned in my life, that it's not really worth anything, the mind. All the knowledge that we acquire over the course of our life, they don't bring us to anything good. Rather, the desire controls, and not the mind. Look at all the wise people of the world. What controls them? Mind or desire? Desire. The desire brings them to states that you could even be ashamed to look at them. The people seemingly so smart, and we think we think we can listen to them say wise things, and they start to speak, and they speak like little kids or maybe even crazy people because they haven't corrected their desire, where they just filled their mind with all sorts of knowledge. That's it. We need the main thing is to correct the desire. And that's what the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about, because that's our foundation. The mind clothes according to the desire. And if the desire is an intention to receive, then the cloth, the knowledge which is on the intention to receive in the egoistic mind, and in the other form, and the intention to bestow, then it clothes a different mind and altruistic knowledge. And thus we understand what needs to be, that until we reach the spiritual world, and thus it's called, I've seen an opposite world.
Carmiel.
Carmiel.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав, вот тут немножко запутался. Состояние вот это вот мир.
I'm a bit confused.
Постижение.
This state called Olam is a general attainment. So the neshama, the soul, is a personal attainment, a personal advancement. It can't exist without this state of the world, the Olam, the general attainment, right?
Yes, the spiritual attainment is divided into internal and external, and we attain both, this and that. But it depends on the degrees. It's like a baby. At first, we see ourselves that are in the internal care of the Creator, which is like a womb. And there, it's a very unique phenomena that we will still need to understand them. That the womb and its that the baby in its mother's womb sees from one end of the world to the other end. Later, when he is born, he goes through a restriction and begins to grow according not just the upper forces, but also according to how much he identifies with the upper force, from the degree of nefesh, ruach, neshama, and so on. And so there are differences in this, and we'll learn it. First, we need to understand in generally where we are, how we connect to these forces that are developing us, how much it depends on the connection between us, and so on. But later, later we will connect to higher degrees. Yes. Tel Aviv 1.
Rav, when a person advances, does he only attain the feeling of Nefesh of Atzilut? And is it the same feeling of the purpose of creation?
I don't understand where you're taking these things from.
As I'm reading this article, which is really difficult.
This article, you've read 1,000 other articles. What are you asking? We attain only Nefesh of Atzilut. We need to reveal Nanchai of all the worlds. And then even above it, which is called En Sof, infinity. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Beseder. Ita free.
Grazie, Rav. La domanda è, per ottenere il conseguimento dobbiamo farlo prima nella mente e poi nel
Thank
cuore.
You, Rav. In order to reach attainment, we need to first do it in reason and then in the heart.
To
reach attainment, we need to make the effort to connect with the friends, which is the means to rise above the will to receive, And from this state of rising above the ego, we need to make the effort to reveal phenomena of bestowal outside of us. And these phenomena is what we talk about, that there would be called sfirot, patsufim, olamot, worlds, and so on. It's all talking about the connection between us above our ego. In contradiction to our ego, in contrast to our ego, that there is coarseness, and above that there is restriction, screen, and reflected light. And reflected light, when we reach it, we have attainment.
So to the extent that we are far, the force we place in that reaching the goal is our attainment?
Yes,
PT 31. Rav, when you every morning describe the spiritual world, how important is it to organize our life like your life is, so we can feel what you're describing?
My life? What? Everyone has their own life. From what he hears, from what the Kabbalists say, how much as he understands them, he can take advice from the 10, he could also ask me, but ultimately, from this he puts together his spiritual world.
Kiev 1. Man rises above his will to receive and incorporates in his friend. In the 10. So what does it mean that in this incorporation he attains the concept of neshama or nefesh?
He attains himself as much as he identifies with the Creator. And that's called neshama. On one hand, it is the desire of man that is made corrected under intention to bestow in something. And in this, he receives his identification with the Creator. That's called that he reveals a part of the Creator from above.
What does it mean that after that,
that he connects with a more widespread and intense and internal manner, then accordingly, he is a vessel for revelation of reality, which is more intense. It's like you're changing the scale of measure from smaller to greater, more detailed.
So it is with Shana, right? The year.
Yes, PT20.
Rav, what does it mean that I'm connected to a friend? How to depict that?
Connected, then you'll see what it is. To be connected to a friend is called that I feel together with him one fate, one goal. And more or less one process. And as much as we are tied together and support one another, like we are in a boat, that only in connection between us, it depends on that if we'll reach the shore.
This means that my thoughts are more into how to do something good to this friend.
Of course. And through him to the Creator. Woman, Internet.
What's that? Mark 25.
Mark 25. How can we examine that our attainment is not confusion, but true spiritual attainment to a certain extent?
This then will enter spirituality and go through a few degrees. Then it will be clear to us that we are in spirituality. That's it. Otherwise, no.
Yes.
From Moscow 18, what's the difference between faith and confidence in the process of attainment?
It's a whole topic in and of itself that we'd need to learn. But in the extent that we have confidence, we can increase the faith. And the opposite, as much as we acquire the faith, we'll have the sensation of confidence. Faith and confidence is a whole topic in and of itself. Yes.
Thank you, Rav.
Okay, wonderful. We'll have a song now. And article, our next article, please.
Preghiera che dà forza per aprire i nostri cuori. Quando la luce splende, lasciamo l'anima libera. Riempiremo i nostri pozzi che da tempo sono secchi. Come un albero che cresce con lo splendore negli occhi. Ascender, ascender, uniti a scender, cadendo e rialzandoci sempre alla fine. Ascender, uniti a scender, ascender, ascender, uniti a scender, cadendo e rialzandoci sempre alla fine. Ascender, uniti a scender. Hay un resto del corazón que quiere acercarse. Y dentro de él, a un hombre acurrucarse. Hay un rezo del llanto para abrir las puertas del cielo que une a los puntos. Pronto vamos a vivir. A subir, a subir, unidos a subir. Caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir. Ascender, ascender, uniti a scender, cadendo e rialzandoci sempre alla fine. Ascender, uniti a scender, a subir, a subir, unidos a subir. Caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir.